Welcome to House Matters, the program highlighting happenings in the Houses of Parliament. In this week's edition, lawmakers give approval for withdrawal of $1.54 billion from the Capital Development Fund. Stay with us.
That's the way to go, we should understand. Productivity is the way to go for all us Jamaicans. Small business, big business, old and young, we are tell every woman and man. Productivity.
A message brought to you by the Jamaica Productivity Center. Productivity, the pathway to prosperity.
The House of Representatives has approved the withdrawal of $1.54 billion from the Capital Development Fund, the CDF, to provide budgetary support for the 2013-2014 financial year. Minister of Finance and Planning Dr. Peter Phillips, who moved the withdrawal order in the House of Representatives on Tuesday, said of the amount, $1.376 billion is to be paid into the Consolidated Fund. He also informed that $163.58 million is to be used for budgetary support for the Jamaica Bauxite Institute for the fiscal year 2013-2014. Dr. Phillips notes that the withdrawal from the Capital Development Fund was determined on the basis of the balance available in the fund as of April 1, 2013, and the estimated inflows of levy on interest for the period ending March 31, 2014.
The opening balance in the CDF in the Capital Development Fund as at April 1st was $374 million. Between April and December, an additional $868 million was placed in the fund. Interest earned was some $21.367 million, less tax deducted of $5.3 million. So total receipts would have been $884.263, and the value of the fund as at December 31st, 2013 was $1.258 billion.
Leader of Opposition Andrew Holness said his members would not object to the withdrawal of the funds from the CDF. The CDF was established under the Bauxite Production and Levy Act. It was promulgated in 1974 at a time when the Bauxite Production Levy was imposed and the proceeds of the levy directed to the CDF. And Minister of Finance and Planning, Dr. Peter Phillips, will table the 2014-2015 estimates of expenditure in the House of Representatives on April 3. The tabling of the estimates will follow the state opening of Parliament, when the Governor-General, Sir Patrick Allen, will deliver the throne speech outlining the government's priorities for 2014-2015. Making the announcement, Leader of Government Business in the House of Representatives, Philip Paulwell, told parliamentarians on Tuesday that this will be followed by meetings of the Standing Finance Committee April 8 to April 10. The debates on the estimates of expenditure will start with Dr. Phillips on April 17. The security and safety policy guidelines from the National Safe School Policy will be implemented in 595 primary schools starting September 2014. Minister of Education, Reverend Ronald Thwaites, says the guidelines have so far been implemented in 164 secondary institutions, 111 all-age schools, and 86 junior high schools. He says, in furthering the implementation of the policy, the ministry is focusing on the implementation of an intensive behavior modification program.
It will highlight appropriate values and attitudes, with specific reference to understanding the dead-end nature of crime and violence and to reinforce positive and law-abiding behaviors.
Reverend Thwaites was addressing Tuesday's sitting of Parliament. The behavior modification program will emphasize character building and positive socialization as both a preventative and corrective approach to antisocial behaviors. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time when we look at what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.